Welcome to Wall Street Unspun with your host, Peter Schiff.
But it's a giant bubble in search of a pin, and it's going to find one.
Are you confused with the ups and downs of the economy and what it means to you?
Don't believe the propaganda, and that's what it is. When you're listening to an analyst on a lot of these popular financial shows, you're not getting investment advice. You're getting propaganda.
Get ready to untangle the web of misinformation provided by the mainstream media.
These firms are trying to sell you stocks. Their real clients, their banking clients, are trying to get rid of stuff.
And now, here's your host of Wall Street Unspun, the president of Euro Pacific Capital and a licensed broker with a passion for truth. It's Wall Street Unspun with Peter Schiff.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome again to this week's edition of Wall Street Unspun, the midweek market outlook. And I'm Peter Schiff. I'm the host for the program. I'm the president of Euro Pacific Capital, for those of you who are new to the program. And Euro Pacific Capital is a full-service brokerage firm. We're registered now in all 50 of the United States. And where we're different is we're basically telling it like it is. I don't pull my punches. I tell the truth. And unfortunately, the truth is not a pretty picture. When it comes to U.S. investments, when it comes to the U.S. stock market, the U.S. bond market, and most importantly, the U.S. dollar, the currency in which all U.S. investments are denominated. And the problem is the dollar is fatally flawed right now. The dollar, I believe, is on the verge of a significant collapse. I think it's going to lose the overwhelming majority of its purchasing power. I don't think the dollar is just going to drop another 10 or 20%. I think it's going to be a lot worse than that. I think the dollar is going to lose more than 50% of its current value. How much more? Well, depends on the reaction to what's about to happen by the powers that be here in the United States to a very, very severe economic recession or depression, whatever it's going to be called, that's going to ensue. Because the problem we're going to have when the dollar collapses and foreigners basically stop subsidizing American consumption, they're going to sell our financial assets, and the dollar is going to fall, and U.S. interest rates are going to rise, and they're going to rise sharply. And when that happens, you have an economy in America that's completely dependent on low interest rates, and low interest rates prop up our asset markets, particularly residential real estate, but also the stock market. And when interest rates go up, those asset markets are going to collapse, and all the consumer spending that those assets make possible, because those assets are pledged as collateral by American consumers who go out and take loans at low rates of interest and buy all sorts of consumer goods that are, of course, imported. And all this is going to come to an end. And depending on how the politicians and the Fed react to this will depend on how much more than half of its value the dollar ultimately loses. But what I'm trying to accomplish with my clients and with anybody who might decide to become a client based on listening to this broadcast is we don't want to wait around with dollars to find out how bad it's going to be. What we want to do is get out of the dollar in advance so we find out how bad it is from a safe vantage point. And a safe vantage point means building a diversified portfolio of conservative dividend and interest paying foreign assets, like utilities and real estate trusts and energy trusts and corporate and government bonds and high quality assets. And the time to do that is now. I mean, the dollar has been moving sideways since the first of the year, and it's providing a window of opportunity for people to get out of the dollar before the next major leg down. And I have a feeling that the next leg down is going to be a huge leg, because it's going to encompass breaking the long-term support for the U.S. dollar going back to the early 1990s. And when we break that support, I think it's going to be like opening a floodgate. And the dollar is just going to implode. And I think it's going to be very difficult for me to help clients at that point get out of the dollar, because I think it's going to be falling so rapidly, it's going to be very difficult to do. So right now, while we're in this trading range, it's a lot easier, and people need to get their act together and get their money out of the dollar now, before the spigot opens. Anyway, again, I want to give everybody the telephone number to call. The lines are open. I know we've got one caller on already. I'll get to him in a minute, but let me give out the telephone number to call toll-free, 888 678-9597. That's for your phone calls that talk to me about the economy, about the stock market, the dollar, the housing market, anything related to investments or politics. If you're a client, call up and discuss your experience so far with Euro Pacific Capital, good or bad. And if you're a potential client, call up and ask a question about how we might be able to help you. Anyway, the number is 888-678-9597, 888-678-9597. Let's take our first caller. We've got George calling from Maryland. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Peter, how you doing? I'm a potential client. I've been buying precious metals for the last 4 years, converting my Federal Reserve notes into something, you know, value. Want to sort of diversify. I listened to you the last couple broadcasts, and I think you're right on target, and there's no doubt about it. And I had talked to Bruce Otterman, actually, and he was talking about the Perth Mint as well as the Rogers Fund, and I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, oh, those are two products that we have been introducing and making available to our clients for a number of years. And if you're already buying precious metals, the Perth Mint is just another way to do that, and that's my preferred way. Because I think it represents the lowest cost way for clients to accumulate physical precious metals, and I think most importantly to have those metals stored safely in a foreign location, which I think could be very important in the event that the U.S. government at some point outlaws ownership of gold, which it has done in crises in the past. And I think you'll have a better chance of not having to turn it over if it's in Australia. And if it's in a vault or in a mint owned by a government entity over there. And so the beauty of the Perth Mint is you can buy and sell gold, silver, and platinum. You're basically trading near the spot price. And you're doing it without any shipping costs, any insurance costs, or any storage fees. And you get a certificate from the mint that evidences your ownership. But the precious metals never physically come into the country unless, of course, you want to take delivery, which is your option. At any time that you want, you can have your certificates redeemed in actual bullion, and you can designate how you want that. Do you want it in bars? Do you want it in coins? And, you can look on their website and see the various coins and bars that the mint mints, and you can take, your coins at any time. The only thing is you'd have to pay to have them shipped to you, and you'd have to pay for the fabrication fees. But if you were to buy the coins outright initially anywhere, you'd have to pay those fees anyway. So the beauty of this program is if you never actually take a possession of the coins, you don't pay for all the expense related to creating the coins and shipping the coins and storing the coins. And so it's a great way to own gold. Now, the Rogers Fund, which is not necessarily available to everybody because it's not blue-skied in all 50 states, so you need to call up to find out if this is a fund that is blue-skied in the state where you're able to invest. And again, we're living in a highly regulated industry, the brokerage industry, and unfortunately, the U.S. government in all the different states, all the different 50 states, have their own rules. And, they're theoretically designed to protect investors, but they really don't protect investors at all. Investors are losing a ton of money, even with all this regulation. All they really do is protect the brokerage industry from competition, and they line the government's pockets. And I think, in anything, that they make it difficult for the smaller operators to get good investment products into the hands of their clients. For example, if my mother were living in a state where, let's say, I wasn't registered, the government would not allow me to do business with my mother, theoretically, to protect my mother from...